More information. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
It's 1021. A new TV show is getting a lot of buzz, especially because of questions raised recently over media, including video games, movies, and TV shows that are drenched in violence. The new show is Fox TV's The Following, and joining us to talk about it is TV Guide's entertainment editor, Matt Rausch. Matt.
Yeah, good morning.
Tell us about this new show, which includes a main character who's a serial killer.
Well, he's not going to be alone in terms of shows coming down the pipeline, I'll tell you. But this one has been creating quite a buzz ever since we first caught wind of the pilot several months ago, and it was quite clear that this was better and more exciting than most of the shows the networks were putting on in the fall. So we'd been looking forward to it coming on the air, even though the first time you look at it, you think, boy, can you do these things on network television? This is the kind of stuff you normally see on cable, which is part of the point of why Fox is scheduling something as extreme as The Following, which is the story of Kevin Bacon, who's never done TV before. He's playing sort of a broken FBI agent who's brought back into service because the serial killer he put away nearly a decade ago has escaped, and it exposes a network of like hundreds of cult followers of this guy, and they're like as big of a bad guy as the serial killer himself. You never know when these people are going to pop out of the woodwork, and some people who look friendly might actually be a devil in disguise. And so it takes some very diabolical twists. In the first hour, they go places where you just think, oh, I can't believe they just did that. And it's the kind of thing you normally would see maybe on a show like Dexter on pay cable, or when you even think about the intensity of a show like The Walking Dead on AMC. The success of a show like that has not been lost on other programmers, and the network programmers who are under somewhat more of a restrictive set of rules because of the FCC and because of the commercials that they have to sell and all that kind of stuff, that you get a sense that network TV is seen as so much more timid by comparison in terms of its ambitions and in terms of what it can get away with.
And you say it's not the only
push that window, huh?
You say it's not the only show, new show featuring violence and mayhem. A&E and NBC have one also.
Yeah, in the months ahead, and sometime in the spring, you're going to see A&E do a show called Bates Motel, which is about the early days of Norman Bates, who we all remember from Psycho. And then NBC is also developing a show. It may not air until the summer, but it could air sometime at mid-season as well. It's built around the Hannibal Lecter character. So, you know, they're really pushing to extremes to try to get the same kind of buzz around their shows that cable TV is enjoying these days. It's going to be a push and pull, I'm sure. And like you said, the cultural sensitivities, especially in the wake of the Shady Hook tragedy, makes these kinds of shows even more problematic to deal with, but they're also very popular in the media, so the networks are trying to make noise, and this one's going to do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch, TV Guide, entertainment editor.